Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am talking about this year's Axtell Days with Bob Lozier, and he'll tell us all about the celebration and what the community can look forward to. To get us started, Bob lets us know when and where Axtell Days will take place.
Axtell Days actually starts August 6th through the 9th, and it'll be taking place, and it's all over Axtell. I mean, there's some at the park. There's going to be some down on Main Street. There's going to be some at the fire station, the Legion. So that's pretty much everywhere this year.
He also walks us through the schedule of events.
A glow run walk around the town. That starts at 9 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we have 8:30 a.m., we have the bicycle fun run, and that's going to be at the high school. And then we have the parade at 10 o'clock, and that starts at 10 o'clock. It continues on to a bunch of kid activities from 11 to 1. We're going to have a bouncy house, face painting, barrel card run, just a bunch of outdoor games and activities. At 11 a.m., we got the Axtell Cheerleaders pickleball tournament, and that's going to be taking place at St. Michael's. On that Saturday also. At 11:30, we're going to have a kid pedal tractor pull. That will be taking place at 3rd and Maple. Then from 1 to 4 that day, we're going to have handcrafted bingo at the Legion. 2 o'clock, we have the tractor country cruise, which is amazing. We go to like 5 or 6 farms. It's $15 per person, and a lot of the proceeds go to benefit people have cancer or some medical bills in town. That's a fun time. I did that once. It's pretty cool. 7 to 11, we got the all-nighter band on Main Street. And then on Sunday, we at 1 p.m., we have the Platinum Dance Company Fun Day Road Rally at the ball field.
If people would like to see the complete schedule of events, there's a couple different places to find it.
So we will have it on our Facebook page. It'll also be on the Axtell Pride Facebook page. And again, it'll be on my page at the grocery store. And then throughout the town, there'll be like flyers going around everywhere.
A community celebration isn't complete without great food.
So on that Thursday, Aces, our restaurant, is going to have a taco bar that's outside. So bring a chair while the kids paint chalk the walk. There'll be a taco bar, and then we're going to have on Saturday, there's breakfast, and breakfast can be usually like burritos and cinnamon rolls, and then they also do a lunch, hot dogs, burgers, pizza, and that's going to be at the firehouse from 8 to 2, and then we have that night from 5 to 8, the fireman dinner at the Legion, and it's usually a smoked chicken quarter or Philly cheesesteaks. And then the Methodist Church will be making homemade ice cream that time.
There's many different ways for people to get involved.
All they have to do is volunteer. They can fit in anywhere here. Participate. Join in the fun. Make sure you eat here. The two meals, because one's by CYO and one's by the fire department, it all goes to charity and it all goes to help, you know, with the firemen stuff and the church and all. And yeah, just do everything here that day. You don't have to cook.
Before we wrap up, Bob would like listeners to know something special about Axtell Days.
So we have a parade every year, and it's a friendly competition with all the businesses. And I'm not trying to brag, but the bank won many, many years. And last year, we beat the bank in best overall float. So this year is going to be much better and much bigger. The title, you know, this year is Freedom, Fun, and Fireworks. So if you can participate with the parade, and it's going to be a fun day. And they throw candy out and tattoos out, and it's just an amazing day.
A big thank you to Bob Lozier for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs and talking about this year's Axtell Days. It sounds like there's something for everyone. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.